Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City, and thank you to you for listening. I don't care if you are tuned in on the free Odyssey app. Much love to everybody listening live and local on their CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I don't know what city you're in. I don't know what car you're driving. I don't know what radio or your station you're listening to, but thank you for being here. And shout out to all the producers as well and all of these studios all over the country helping to make sure that the show goes on air. Thank you. Appreciate you. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com. This show, me, it's not just 1 hour here. I don't know where you're listening. You could be in Baltimore. You could be in Chicago. You could be in Alabama. You could be in San Diego right now. Southern Cal. You could be in Northern California. What's up, Bay Area? You could be further north. What's up, Seattle and Vancouver? The fact is, this show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a busy show. Of course we talked about John Calipari. Of course we talked about the UConn Huskies. Of course we had on a great guest in Brandon Quinn from The Athletic. He wrote an amazing story about what UConn has been able to do over the past 25 years. 6 national championships. Last night they knock off the Boilermakers, the final score 75-60. As the game went on, it started to look like, oh, what am we looking at? I was tempted for a while. I'm like, I'm turning this game off. Like, I'm going to sleep. And then as the game went on, I'm just like, okay, I can just watch the rest of it. The game ended at a decent time. Hickey, what'd you say? 11:30-ish, 40-ish Eastern time, it was over, right?
Yeah, just about 2 hours. And not playing the foul game at the end also helps, too, save time.
Thank you. Yeah. 11:30. Thank God. The game ended, and I turned it off. I did not see one shining moment. I did not need to hear the press conference. I know I was going to hear it in its entirety today. And so congratulations to the UConn Huskies for walking away with a national championship back to back. And according to our guest earlier in the show, Brendan Quinn, he says it's not out of the realm of possibility for them to go back to back to back. It's 3 times in a row. Yeah, let's see if they do it. Also, Purdue, kind of sad. Everybody's kind of miserable walking around right now. Zach Edey is on his way to the NBA. Matt Painter is taking another L. And the Boilermakers are going to have to think about their future. Are they going to be back here next year? I doubt it. And so now everybody can turn their attention to the NBA, if you like basketball. If the NBA style of basketball does not turn you off, which happens to be much more advanced than college, I must say. Everybody can handle the ball. Yeah, people get into the isolation and what have you, all the threes. But, hey, different strokes for different folks. And as I say that, in the studio right now, the Milwaukee Bucks are smacking the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee leads Boston 73-58. Giannis Antetokounmpo currently on the ground and looking at him. Oh, he's okay. He's laying on his back. I assume he'll be okay. Otherwise, there'd be a whole lot more folks, checking in on him. And I don't know what's going on with the Boston Celtics. I guess they're just done with the season, ready for the postseason to get underway. Jason Tatum has 17 points. Brown is shooting 2 of 13, only has 4. Giannis with 15 points. Damian Lillard is out there, only 8 points. Hickey, is everybody on vacation? Like, well, what the hell is this crap about? Like, everybody's ready for the season to be over.
Maybe this is like a Jedi mind trick if you're the Celtics. Trick the Bucks into making them think that the Celtics are vulnerable, give them some false confidence going to the playoffs, and then turn it on in about a month, 6 weeks from now.
Well, the Celtics, they're on a five-game winning streak. A couple of nights ago, I saw them, like, at the end of the game, they were just throwing, like, the bums out there. My apologies to the bums. But they were throwing out the role players just to give them some burn and give the starters a rest. And this is something that everybody should be used to from a championship-caliber organization. And I have no idea what's going on with the Celtics. I do know at the end of a game, what the hell are you going to do? You're going to just make what's the guy from St. Louis? I just said Tatum. You're going to make Tatum go out there and go ISO? They got to figure out a better strategy. Now, having said that, Boston, they still are on a five-game winning streak. But this whole year, it's like play for a championship. They've won 62 games. It looks like they're going to concede a game tonight to the Milwaukee Bucks, who've been their own disaster of a problem. With this a victory, if they hold on and get a victory, they're going to break a four-game losing streak. And so it's been kind of tough for everybody all around. Let's hear from the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. This is the same man who a couple of days ago, he's like, listen, folks, I don't trust how we prepare for basketball games. I think we walk into these games like kind of lazy. But he also said he still thinks they can compete for a title.
This team hasn't lost any belief. We're struggling right now. I think this team really believes once we get into the playoffs. But you got to. I would love us to run into the playoffs. And we're not doing that right now.
Man, what are they supposed to do? The defense sucks now that Drew Holiday is playing for the Celtics. Damian Lillard has been out more recently due to personal issues. They still don't know what they want to do when it comes to Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo. They just look like they're all over the place. I mean, this could be an Eastern Conference Finals matchup between Boston and Milwaukee. And I would take the Celtics easy, despite what we see tonight. With no Kristaps Porzingis. Now, on the other end of things, I got to tell you this. What a wild, wild world we live in. Luka Doncic continues to light things up. Right now, the Dallas Mavericks are leading Charlotte 121-97. Luka Doncic has 39 points, 10 assists, and 12 rebounds. He is 8 of 17 from 3. He had 21 points in the first quarter. Luka Doncic had 5 threes in the first quarter. Kyrie Irving, I guess you can call him a sidekick, he has 18 points. And Daniel Gafford, the center, perfect from the field, 26 points and 7 rebounds. Dallas Mavericks, I don't know if they have enough in the postseason, but for right now, the Dallas Mavericks are on a run. They've won 9 out of their last 10 games. They're on a 3-game winning streak, about to be 4. And Luka Doncic he's on fire. The West is on fire. In the East, it's a mess. Hickey, it's pretty sad. Whoa. Hickey, how the hell do we get here? The Orlando Magic, a third in the East? This is how bad the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Knicks have gotten?
Yeah, it's been a fight these last few weeks. Flip-flopping, up and down, back and forth. The Magic are hanging strong. Give them credit. They're fighting tough for that 3 seed.
Yeah, the Magic can win a first round. I don't know what they're going to do after that. The East is a mess. Boston is number 1. Milwaukee is 2. Orlando is 3. They're young. The New York Knicks, they ain't going anywhere. I know they're playing the Chicago Bulls. And by the way, Billy Donovan. We talked about Billy Donovan earlier on in the show. He is he's been reported. He's rumored to be a candidate for the open Kentucky job now that John Calipari has moved on from the Wildcats. Billy Donovan before the game said, nobody reached out to me to be the new head coach. He says, I'm focused in on the Bulls. And let me tell you this. The Bulls look like garbage tonight. I mean, they've looked like garbage the majority of the season. after the first game of the year, they had to have a players-only meeting after game number one. And so right now, the Bulls are taking on the Knicks, 68-62. And I saw one of the dumbest plays. Hickey actually told me about it. Hickey, I don't know who it was. A Bull ran to the basket, threw the ball. It was like a 3-on-0 break. The New York Knicks basically conceded the basket, conceded the layup, conceded the dunk. He had three Bulls. One Bull tosses it off the backboard. I think it was Andre Drummond who thought it was his layup to catch as a dunk, as an alley-oop. And then these two numbskulls just fall into each other and they miss the basket. Is that accurate?
It's basically the pro basketball version of the Bad News Bears.
Oh, it's bad.
It is. I've never seen anything like this.
You know, I saw that, and I shared this on social media. If you feel free to look it up. It's at JR Sport Brief. I said, message to Billy Donovan, just leave now. Because after watching that, Billy Donovan should pack his bags, and he should go become the head coach of Kentucky. What the hell are we waiting on? Let's listen to Billy Donovan. This is pregame. Before the Bulls can't convert a layup. Yes, these are professionals who cannot convert a free layup attempt. Billy Donovan was just like, I'm committed to the Bulls. I wonder how long that's going to last.
Say this, obviously, I spent, you know, 5 years, my first 5 years in coaching, you know, when Coach Pitino gave me a job, two kids were born there. I think, like at all my stops, you know, you have very, very fond memories. I have not been contacted by anybody. I haven't spoken to anybody. My total commitment and focus is here to this team and to this group. I think with what we've been through, you know, this year and the way we started, we've talked about it. I give our guys a lot of credit for hanging in there and battling through some of the things we had to battle through. And I'm with them on that. And I'm committed to them with that. So, you know, again, a lot of this stuff I think sometimes turns out to be speculation. But I have not had any contact with anybody in my commitments here.
While he said that, I'm watching him try to convert that layup attempt, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Billy Donovan is going to have, like, no hair. No hair by the time he's done with the Chicago Bulls. And the East is just a complete waste. I mean, one of my friends is down the block, down the road here at the Atlanta Hawks game. The Hawks are taking on the Miami Heat. The Heat are beating them. Who cares about the Hawks, even though Trae Young is back to competing at least with his from his broken hand. 76ers, maybe they do something with Joel Embiid. They're on a 5-game winning streak. We know Joel Embiid, if you breathe on him the wrong way, he crumbles. Ain't nobody worrying about Indiana. Halliburton hasn't been the same since his injury. Cleveland is on a skid. So much so that J.B. Bickerstaff, if the Cavs don't turn things around, there are rumors that J.B. Bickerstaff might get fired. I told you the Knicks got no chance with no Julius Randle. Orlando is too young, and the East is a complete waste of time. Now, the West, so busy. Minnesota is there, but Minnesota is also young. Karl Anthony Towns is supposed to be back, but is Minnesota going to hold it down when the going gets tough? At least experience, right? Denver Nuggets, they're the defending champs. How is their bench going to react? I don't care what they've done in the regular season, another 54 wins. Is Jokic going to dominate the way that he did last year? We'll see. Oklahoma City, too young. Los Angeles Clippers, do you trust them? Dallas Mavericks, what happens past Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic? The Phoenix Suns, do they got enough depth? Are they going to be healthy outside of Kevin Durant and Booker and Wall? New Orleans Pelicans, nobody cares. Ingram is not healthy. Sacramento, who cares? And then how about this? Sitting in the playoff spots right now, the Los Angeles Lakers are 9th. The Golden State Warriors are 10th. They're surging. The Lakers have won 8 out of their last 2. The Golden State Warriors have 7-3 in their last 10. Anthony Davis is dealing, you know, with a busted up head. He got a headache and nausea, and he's not playing tonight. And ironically, the Lakers and Golden State Warriors are going to play each other. Would it be out of the realm of possibility for the Lakers or the Warriors to get hot? in the playoffs to play their best basketball of the season? Lakers are rolling right now. Yeah, with no Anthony Davis and even Golden State. I still got issues with their size. I think they're just too much up and down. They're actually moving. And so Darvin Ham, head coach of the Lakers, who's basically been a punching bag since he showed up, Darvin Ham is like, man, we still playing hard. He appreciates it.
You got, you know, Cleveland, who's fighting for position in the East at the top of that conference, and then you got Minnesota, who's fighting for position at the top of our conference. So it's two tough games, but I'm proud of our guys, man. The way they competed, I know we lost, but I'm super-duper proud of the effort they gave to try to win the game.
Yeah, Lakers are playing hard. What about the opposition for tonight? Klay Thompson spoke as well. And when thank God he's not sitting down on Draymond Green's podcast telling us how sad it is when Draymond isn't available. But Klay Thompson, he spoke to NBC Sports out in the Bay Area, and he's just like, man, I can't wait to play the Lakers.
Felt good to win at home. Realize how important all these games are. Whether we move up the standings or not, it's just important to get that confidence going into winning time. And hopefully we carry the same energy into L.A. That's a huge game for us. We know we might see them in the play-in, so we just want to do everything we can to get ready for Tuesday.
And that'd be fun. Like, can we get both the Lakers and Golden State in the playoffs in the West? Can we get both of them in? You know, I don't need to see New Orleans for what? I don't need to see Sacramento for what? And my apologies for everybody in Sacramento. They want to light that stupid beam. I don't expect anything. I just want to see the best of the best. And Sacramento is good, but championship good? No. New Orleans. New Orleans is good. Are they championship good? No. And I don't care about your, oh, well, this team can go on a run and this team can go. No, let's be honest. Let's look into reality. It's not the case. Even the Warriors, I don't see them winning no championship, but at least they got Steph Curry. It'd be exciting to see him shoot until he gets tired and there's nothing left. Speaking of nothing left, I told you Anthony Davis isn't playing. Los Angeles Lakers always have to measure the minutes of LeBron James because of that ankle and that foot. And Darvin Ham, he's like, man, LeBron, Anthony Davis, these are two top guys. And yeah, when they ain't playing, it makes it hard.
You know, it's tough, already being without Bron and then seeing him go out. It's tough, you know, but my hat's off to our guys. They didn't feel sorry for themselves. They kept competing all the way through.
Yeah, we'll see what LeBron James does tonight, right? No Anthony Davis, LeBron show against the Golden State Warriors. Right now, in Milwaukee, the Boston Celtics are trying to fight back. I think they're going to wave the white flag any minute now. Milwaukee leads Boston 88-74. About 7.5 minutes left in the game. And this could be an Eastern Conference Finals preview, even though this is the end of the season. And damn it, who cares about these games? Nobody. It's just basically a warm-up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Let's just fast forward to the Eastern Conference Finals because the East sucks. Give me the Bucks. Give me Boston. Spare me with everybody else. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, speaking of getting a break and trying to get warmed up, I told you earlier in the show, Tiger Woods still believes in himself, as he should. Tiger Woods still thinks he can go out there and win another Masters. Tiger Woods spoke to the media today. I'm going to tell you what the hell he said. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Wow, okay. Woo. a few minutes ago, I told you about this game going on between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. Milwaukee leads 95-78. There's only about 5 minutes left in the game. It's approaching garbage time territory. And before that, like live here on the air, I said that Giannis Antetokounmpo hit the ground, and I said it's not a big deal. I said otherwise they'd be surrounding him and hounding him. Well, Giannis did leave the game, and when Giannis went down, it was non-contact. He basically inbounded the ball, took three slow jogging steps, and then hit the ground and grabbed the back of his leg. People online were tweeting wild things. They said Achilles. We have no idea. A Stephanie Reddy, just when I got back on air, Stephanie Reddy, shout outs to Stephanie of TNT. She basically said that he has suffered a calf strain. And so Giannis Antetokounmpo will not return to the game. I have no earthly reason. Couldn't think of an earthly reason as to why Giannis Antetokounmpo would return to the game. Now, this is where we got to be careful. Because at this stage of the season, when you have someone like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is flying, running, and basically plays like a bull in a china shop, when he suffers a calf strain, what you don't want is for that to kind of spiral into something else. What you don't want is further strain on that leg, where ultimately it may lead to an Achilles injury. Look, I don't got to be a doctor. It's common sense. I mean, we saw this years ago. I got to go back to 2019 with someone like Kevin Durant. Someone like Kevin Durant, who was injured in 2019 in the postseason. Someone like Kevin Durant, who decided that he wanted to try and come back. Kevin Durant ended up tearing his Achilles in the NBA Finals, thinking that he was going to push it and try to show up. Injuries are tricky, folks. Injuries basically let you know that, hey, there's a weak point in your body right now. You need to rest. You need to give it a break. And let me tell you, I told you very clearly, Milwaukee and Boston are 1-2 in the East. Everybody behind them has a chance. Everybody has an opportunity. But to be real, Boston is the cream of the crop. And if Giannis Antetokounmpo were to go down, come on. The East at that point is just, it's the Celtics and whatever else. 855-212-4CBS. Aiden is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Aiden.
JR, it's great. Love your show.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to talk about how you shouldn't really count out OKC as long as they can get Josh Giddey out of the starting lineup.
Okay, go ahead.
I think even though like they're still a young team, they're still pretty good. I don't remember what point in the season it was. Chet was leading. He was, like, close to leading in the NBA in blocks per game or something.
Okay.
And as well as Shea is an incredible player.
And absolutely. I also, MVP candidate. Yes, correct.
I'd also like to say, like, I completely agree with you on the East. It's an absolute mess outside of the Celtics and Milwaukee. But even then, I still think it's, like, just Celtics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why I said if Giannis has to deal with more of an injury than what he has right now, it gets uglier. Your point on Oklahoma City, I want to say this, and I say this from just viewing experience. You can have a lot of talent on a young team. I can tell you even, wow, it's wild to think about it. This is more than a decade ago now. If I got to think about the Oklahoma City Thunder, I know we're talking about OKC. If I got to go back to Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden and Serge Ibaka, that was a team that had all the talent in the world. It had three MVPs. It had three future Hall of Famers, but they got beat by the Miami Heat, who were just a little bit older than them. And I think a big part of it was their youth. It's tough in a lot of cases for young teams to just burst through. Because in most cases, the first time you go to the postseason as a young team, maybe you win a round. But when you get against a more experienced team, a lot of times you get punched in the mouth that first go-round before you come back and get better or feel better. And the Thunder are just so, so young. Yeah, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an MVP candidate, is one of the best players in the league. But I cannot in a full postseason trust Lu Dort, Jalen Williams, and Chet Holmgren in a postseason that gets more physical and slows down and guys get bullied. You know, I could see in a scenario or situation, not that it'll happen, like Jokic would look at Chet Holmgren and would probably destroy him.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I agree with you on that.
Let's see what happened. Oklahoma City, they're not going anywhere. They're going to grow. And as long as they have, I'll tell you this, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, a lot of people don't talk about him. He's a great player. Let's just see what they do this first year. I think they're not going anywhere. But that's a good call by you, Aiden. Thank you for calling, man.
Okay.
No doubt. Great call by Aiden from Pennsylvania. Great call. He should go to school tomorrow and tell all of his classmates that they suck because he got on the radio and they didn't. Great call. Yeah, I'm not a fan of these young teams. What does a young team do? The answer's nothing. I've been looking at Oklahoma City all year, and I'm just like, great, they're excellent, they're awesome, they're great. Yes, regular season, but in the postseason, come on. Is there going to be some out-of-body experience for the rest of the roster? I'm supposed to just think that SGA is going to lead the way? Like, Hickey, what do you think?
Unfortunately, because I like them a lot, they've been a fun, likable team. I agree with you. Because it's not just the lack of experience, it's also the lack of size. I think you could get away with maybe one of the two, but I can't see right now the Thunder lacking both in those areas going into the West, winning more than a series.
Well, both between Lu Dort and also Jalen Williams, these guys are what, like 6'5", 6'6", as forwards? I know Lu Dort is built like a bus. He's built like a tank.
Oh, yeah.
But he is not. He ain't the tall. How tall is it? He's 6'4". Lu Dort is 6'4". He built like an NFL linebacker, defensive end, but he's 6'4". Jalen Williams got to be 6'6" at the max. He's 6'5". Like, what are we doing? Like, if I'm Jokic, he's throwing passes over their heads. And if I'm Jokic, I'm looking at Chet Holmgren, and I'm going, I ate him for dinner last night. What are we doing right here? They're fun. They're not going anywhere. But, man, if they were to go deep into the Western playoffs, okay. God bless them. I'm not counting on that one. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, I'm going to laugh some more. So we'll hear from head coach John Calipari letting us know that he's leaving Kentucky. I wonder if he walked his dogs before or after his recorded statement. Give you an update on Giannis and his strained calf. Give you an update on Tiger Woods. I told you we'd hear from Tiger Woods as he's trying to win another Masters. And then I'm going to tell you about something, maybe a few things, that took place this day in sports in recent years. Today is April 9th.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update on some of the going-ons in the world of sports. You just heard from Marco Belletti a few things. Giannis Antetokounmpo exited the game with a calf strain tonight. No Achilles injury, so I guess that is a momentary breath of fresh air, given the fact that he took three steps and just hit the floor. Despite that, the Bucks still win 104-91 against the Celtics. Could be an Eastern Conference Finals preview. Also, underway in a little while, we're going to have the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, two teams that are going on a little bit of a run at this point in time. And this is also a great opportunity to tell you about something that took place this day in sports, April 9th in 2017. Russell Westbrook no longer plays in Los Angeles, at least for the Lakers. He's now a member of the Clippers. He doesn't get as much playing time, doesn't get as much burn. But on April 9th, 2017, this former NBA MVP passed Oscar Robertson for the most triple-doubles in a single season with his 42nd of the year. Let's go back to April 9th, 2017. Russell Westbrook sets the single-season triple-double record. This is courtesy of the Altitude Sports Network.
Westbrook waiting for Sabonis to set the screen. Working off of it. Russell kicks it to the corner. And he's got it! That is the stuff of legends right there. With his 42nd triple-double, Russell Westbrook has broken the single-season record established more than a half century ago by Oscar Robertson. History rewritten in Denver.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, Russell Westbrook gets so much crap when you think about whenever his career is done, and it's certainly closer to the end than it is to the beginning. He's currently playing on a minimum contract, a damn near minimum contract for a former MVP, a future Hall of Famer. He is one of the most athletic, tenacious guards that the NBA has ever seen. And unfortunately, and some of this is his own doing, how he's responded and reacted with the media and with the fans at times has put him into a negative light because he has just always stood up for himself. It didn't matter what was going on or what was said, he was never going to back down. And that's going to be at the forefront. Russell Westbrook, this day, April 9th, 2017, became the single season record holder for triple doubles. He ended that year with 42. We know back in 2021, he became the all-time triple-double leader by passing the big old Oscar Robertson. As of right now, today, Russell Westbrook has 198 triple-doubles in his career. Is he going to see another one or two? I don't know. Somebody's going to have to get hurt at some point, not even this year, maybe next season for him to see it. Oscar Robertson is behind him at 181. Magic Johnson has 138 career triple-doubles. And then the Joker, Nikola Jokic, has 130. And so unless the Joker decides to retire sometime soon, he could really pass Magic Johnson next year on the all-time triple-double list. That just tells you where Nikola Jokic is. I mean, when we got to the NBA Finals last year, Jokic was being mentioned amongst, you know, Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when it comes to numbers amongst big men. And now he's also in the space with Magic Johnson. He is just a do-it-all player. Congratulations to Russell Westbrook. And, you know, how many more triple-doubles he has, I have no idea. If you think about the past few years in Los Angeles, his last year there, he had 10. Last season, the Clippers, he had 4. This season, being relegated to coming off the bench, Russell Westbrook has 0 triple-doubles. 0. The last time he had 0 triple-doubles, the 2011-2012 season. Hickey, you think he gets... does he receive... And I get it. When he got it with the Thunder, he's running around by himself, Durant just left. But do you think he gets the full respect that he deserves as a player?
That is really tough. Because, like, in one, like, yes and no. No, in the sense, like, I don't think he gets, I don't think he gets commended enough for the amount of effort and energy he brings every single night. In the era of load management and loafing it, and sometimes there are just games that don't matter. To his credit, I have never seen him loaf at one time. He gives max effort every single time. He's always going out there and trying hard. So I think in that aspect, does he get the recognition he deserves? I don't think fully. But with that said, I also think the triple-double style of basketball, if you will, it's a little selfish. And it's a little look at me, if you will, especially with kind of in his heyday with the Thunder. And that's just not how the game is played in this day and age. And so that's why I think in part, like, he's not viewed the way we view other superstars. It's like he just plays a different style that feels outdated.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. That season was almost a congratulatory season of, hey, Durant isn't here and Harden isn't here, and look what the hell I'm going to do. And he ended up winning the MVP because he had a historical year for a bad team that he was able to keep alive and keep afloat. I just think as an overall, yeah, there's a lot of head scratching decisions and head scratching shots, but I think as an overall, there's more negative associated to what he's done than what he did do. You know, does that make sense? Like, I feel like there's more of a negative cloud than a little bit of sun, and it basically boils down to winning. I mean, when you got guys who quit like James Harden and run away, he never ran away, and that may be his biggest issue and problem for Russell Westbrook. I just think at the end, when it's all said and done in totality, even what he's done recently, taking a minimum contract and saying, hey, I'll come off the bench, whether it's reluctant or not, people are going to look at that and just go, yeah, yeah, he played his ass off. Whether you liked him or not, or bad shot, ugly shot, get out the way, let me get the rebound. The NBA would be a different place if everybody had his motor. That much I certainly know. Before we get out of here as well, I told you that we would hear from John Calipari one more time. Yesterday, the man was walking his dog. He didn't have any comment about whether or not he was going to leave for Arkansas. And today, he did, kind of, sort of. He didn't mention Arkansas, but he just sounded like someone who was ready to go his separate ways from Lexington. Listen to this.
This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice.
And so bottom line is, I'm leaving. By the time we get to tomorrow, he may already be gone. Contract might be signed in Arkansas. Earlier today, we heard from Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan asked whether or not he was on his way to Kentucky. We know he is currently the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. Billy Donovan right now is coaching a miserable Bulls team. The New York Knicks are beating them 101-95. The Bulls have a blooper that you will probably see if you haven't seen it already. I posted it on my Twitter or X at JR Sport Brief. They can't even complete a layup. They're trying to throw Harlem Globetrotter-esque dunks to each other, and they're screwing it up. And so Billy Donovan, he's like, hey, I'm focused in on coaching the Bulls. Hey, nobody from Kentucky called me. After tonight, I don't think anybody would blame him if he just decided to walk off mid-game. Billy Donovan, yeah, ain't nothing going on with the Chicago Bulls. I gave you an update on Giannis Antetokounmpo suffering a calf strain. And speaking of leg injuries, is there anyone who's been dealing with bigger leg injuries in the world of sports than Tiger Woods? I mean, outside of his legs, he's had a bruised ego, broken leg, screws in the leg, had to think about amputating the leg. And Tiger Woods is in Augusta, not too far from me here in Atlanta, Georgia. And Tiger Woods is trying to win another Masters. Last time he won was back in 2019. That happened to be his fifth. Past few tournaments, Tiger Woods has the flu. Tiger Woods' leg stiffens up on him. Tiger Woods gets sick. It's too cold outside for Tiger Woods because he's had so many surgeries on his body, his back, his legs. And so at least now in Augusta, the weather's good this week. It's warm, it's humid. Good for the body, good for the joints. So Tiger Woods was asked about whether or not he had a chance to win again at Augusta. Listen to this interaction.
What do you believe that you can do this week?
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more. You want me to describe that any more than that, or we're good?
Good luck to Tiger Woods. There's no other reason for him to play. I mean, can he find that magic for one more tournament? He said that he wants to play like once a month. That hasn't held true. But now at this time of the year, he's going to have multiple opportunities if his body holds up to play once a month. It's just, he's bionic at this point. And I don't want to call it sad, Like, chase your dream, man. If you still got it, then go out there and get it. If you still got the belief, then go do it. I don't know how far he's going to go. And yes, golf would love it, and we'd be here talking about it next week if Tiger Woods can push through. It just seems more and more unlikely every single tournament. Every single time he shows up, I feel like we hear the same thing over and over again. Good luck to Tiger Woods. He might have one more left in him. I doubt it. Hickey, is he cooked? Is he done?
Cooked. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Overcooked at this point, really.
It's starting to be. Is it a little sad? Like somebody needs to tap him on the shoulder and go sit down, right?
It's almost like frustrating because people just still get their hopes up. Like from his perspective, fine. You want to keep like the dream alive? I'm not going to say no. But I guess I get more frustrated with the fans thinking that he can do it than I do Tiger, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, it's naturally going to be interest. You think fans are on board the Tiger Woods bandwagon like that? I just think it's a curiosity as to whether or not he can do it. And just it only takes one tournament, right? One good day of health. You only need to have it for a couple of days and maybe you win. I doubt it, but if I were him, I'd just be building golf courses like he has. But this is what he's been doing his whole life. It's tough to step away. I'm with you, Hickey. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's done. I'll be back tomorrow with a new top six list. Maybe we have an update on Giannis's calf strain. And hopefully Tiger Woods doesn't get a stiff neck between now and the Masters. I hope not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Follow me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much. You, Ryan Hickey.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.